Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
We've had a very exciting day so far, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
It's been great. I love it. And today we're focusing on, we didn't complete our talk yesterday on this great book, Excuses Be Gone, by Dr. Wayne Dyer, you know? And we're just really focusing on one chapter, this chapter about the cardinal virtues.
It's a lovely book, and it's right where we all need to be right now in terms of the law of attraction, and we realize that we are since we realize that we are our emotions, and our emotions attract, our emotions come from our thoughts, and our thoughts ultimately come from our belief systems.
Right.
This idea that we've got to be able to look at these beliefs that we learned from at our mother's knee, from our grandparents, from our school, from our, whatever,
Right.
And we haven't even, they're so old, they're so programmed in us that we don't even think that they're, that they're just beliefs. We think of them as something that we intrinsically are, and it's not true. And the good news is that since we learned them, we can unlearn them and put in better belief systems.
Right.
If we are nothing more than our beliefs, then we may as well believe for us.
Right.
Exactly.
And
I think we should probably
go over the four cardinal rules real quick. Virtues.
Rules. We're going to have plenty of time now today, I think, to do this. But this is actually part two then, since we didn't finish yesterday's. But everything starts with this idea of these Lao Tzu wrote these four cardinal virtues. And it's really a way of, using this as a foundational tool for your life.
Yes.
To see the world through this filter.
Mm-hmm.
To see the world through this belief system.
Right. And the first cardinal rule is this reverence for all life. Cardinal virtue. The cardinal rule. That sounds like, Catholic school. The cardinal rule.
I remember it well.
Exactly.
All 16 years.
And it made you who you are today.
Right.
This reverence for all life. When you touched on that, you first off was loving yourself unconditionally. You love yourself unconditionally, and therefore you can love everyone else as is, every situation as is. And when you get into that feeling spot, judgment releases.
There's no need for it, isn't there?
There's just no need.
I mean, I see it as like expansiveness, like a person, standing there with their arms out, like embracing all of life, that realizing that, that God, Goddess, Source created this and declared it is all good. And accepting that, it's all good. Therefore, I'm good. I'm I'm worth loving. I'm worth listening to myself. And therefore, you are worth being exactly who you need to be. There's this idea of gentle but magnificent allowing in this reverence for all life.
Oh, you know, I just want to say something really quick on the chat board. Somebody just, you know, got a new job, and it's proof that Janet was talking about getting a new job as proof of the law of attraction really working. And said,
oh, Janet got a new job.
Yeah,
oh.
And then she said, thanks to Christine Marie. And she goes, and Julie, oops. Helping me jumpstart to my positive outlook every morning.
Oh,
honey, you know what? Thank you, because right now I am just...
Yeah, that really raises our vibration.
It raises our vibration.
Ask Janet if she signed up for Prosperity Postcards, because they're free.
Yes.
And I guess she gets to set your day right in alignment.
Right. You know, I'm going to play the music real quick for Prosperity Postcards. Can I do that?
Yes, please.
Because I need to just have a little
fun. We're
going to
feel good. We'll raise our vibration.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A three-letter word that comes after dot, invented by Al Gore, and he knows what hot. The COM stands for community. So log on, baby, come on, it's free. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com. Know a little honey from East St. Louis. First name Christine, middle name Marie. She has a fly daughter she's calling Julie. They're sending out postcards of prosperity. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcards,
prosperity,
postcards.
.com.
And you know, Jan also says that she loved the meditation attunement we did. Attunement. Yeah, the other day we did. It was so awesome.
Oh,
so I get a little bit more of those. People love the blessings. You know, they
I love the blessings.
I do too.
We
I
all
do
need
too.
It. May all blessings find you, right?
You know, when we're doing it together as a community, mm-hmm. we really instantly just
connect
and feel our vibrations
yes,
soar.
Get raised. I mean, that really was why we started this. I mean,
yes.
So that we could do this collectively. We, you know, we're in the 2000 years, you know,
right.
Which means that when we were in the 1900s, it was like everything was like you got to do it for yourself, and
right.
But now that we realize that we live in a collaborative world,
yes.
And that we can raise each other up, and
right.
And that's why we do this. So
exactly.
Back to reverence for all life, and thanks, Janet. That's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, I
thank
feel so
you.
Good.
Oh.
But you know, it's just a lot of times we think of people or the situations, obstacles, you know, inhibiting you from living at your highest levels of success, happiness, and health.
True.
And here we can believe that, you know, as you adopt this first cardinal virtue, you allow to see others as willing to assist you in maximizing your human potential, and just that alone. Could change your paradigm,
mm-hmm.
could change your belief that everywhere around you, you're part of theirs, they're part of yours, maximizing each other's human potential.
And this manifests really as,
yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10 is a 10, which is unconditional love
yeah,
and
exactly,
respect.
Exactly, exactly. Also, number two, you know, talking about the second cardinal virtue is natural sincerity. You know, this is a good one because it really allows you to be you.
Mm-hmm. Can't you just feel the release in that? You know, I mean, I've met people who have to be like so on all the time and are there kind of cynical, you know, they wisecrack. And, you know, you just for, you know, 20 minutes a day, can you just allow yourself to just be exactly who you are?
Right.
And to manifest your own sincerity, simplicity, honesty, you know, being true to yourself.
Yes.
Being absolutely true to yourself.
And it's like walking the talk, walk your own talk, you know. And when you can do that, when you can be truly sincere with yourself, you allow others to be sincere as well, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and this is the thing. You don't have to be insincere or dishonest with yourself.
Mm-mm.
This is who I am and this is how I feel.
Yeah, and it's okay to be who I am because I have a reverence for all life.
Yes.
And I understand that I am worthy. I am worth it. I am love. I am worth unconditional love.
Right.
And so from there, you can be, you can afford the luxury of being naturally sincere. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is
gentleness.
I love that.
Oh, me too. This idea that if you have a choice to be right or to be kind, pick kind. Always pick kind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known people who, I mean, they would rather die than be wrong. You know, they have to defend this hill, you know.
Right.
And it you think of all the energy that expends to do that. And, you know, we're nothing but our energy. And so we want to care for it.
Right.
And we want to use it, you know, beautifully and lovingly.
Exactly. And I remember Abraham Hicks had mentioned this. It's like, you know, sometimes we feel that we must tell people when they've upset us or when we feel they're being wrong.
You know, I've heard people say, I got to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I got to
tell you the truth of who you are right now, dissatisfying me. and we say, if you and they would agree with this comment. If you have a choice to do that or be kind, just be kind.
Be kind.
Nothing serves that.
Nothing serves it. You don't have to expend the energy. You can just rest in your own natural kindness.
I remember a lesson I had to learn when I was growing up in high school, you know, gossip, right? We're high school girls gossiping, and I had come to you and I said, well, you know, so-and-so is doing this, and I think I should tell the other so-and-so that she's doing this.
You know? Remember this? Oh, my gosh.
I remember this, and I go, and you're like, well, if you think that's best, you know, and you didn't tell me what to do. That's not how you mothered.
That's right.
I would have maybe liked a gentle hug saying, like, hey, listen, you're opening yourself up to a big crap storm.
I thought that, but I wanted to be gentle with you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, or you could have said, you know, if you have a choice to be right or kind, what would you rather be?
But you remembered this lesson.
I remember this lesson.
So why don't you say, you went and you did what you...
I threw that vibration back in everybody's face, right? Mm-hmm. I told everybody what was going on and the gossiping and the secrets. And you know who it hurt the most? Me. It hurt me.
You came back home and you, well, Mom, this didn't work. And I go, I know, honey.
Yeah, it didn't do what I thought it was going to do, which I'm not really sure what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now knowing law of attraction and, you know, as more intuitively and I'm mm-hmm. more in touch with it, I hope that I would, even in high school, make a decision to be kind and to let things be.
And you know, knowing what I know now, I would have said to you, you know, rather than quote unquote learning your lesson, you
right?
Know, I would say, you know, you can choose a higher vibration, sweetheart.
Right.
You can,
exactly.
You can choose just to be kind.
And we, by the way, we do have our water guys here today.
Yay! We have been out without water in our home for a whole week. As if you've been following us on Monday.
And we all smell so good.
Thank heavens for those, like, Pampers things, you know, those quick wipes.
Yeah, we call it camping. We call it camping.
We do call it camping.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing.
Camping in your home. How about hamping?
Hamping. There you go. You know, it's the best thing because you're camping. You have, you know, all your other comforts like TV and your nice comfy bed with, you know, your pillows and your good mattress and, you know, that's worth it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then the last cardinal virtue is supportiveness.
And we really call that a life in service.
Right.
You know, the greatest thing that we can do evolutionary-wise is how do we be of service to the planet?
Yeah.
We take our own, as we love ourselves and adore ourselves and understand that we are unique, that there is nobody else like us, and that source, God, Goddess, whatever you choose to call that, you know, infinite, is that we give that back to the planet.
Right.
We give that back to others, that uniqueness.
Exactly.
And that is our joy. And our joy is also our reward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brilliant. You know, here it is. There are those who give with joy, and that joy is their reward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just couldn't be stated any happier.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through some excuses yesterday.
Wayne Dyer goes through,
he
outlines these cardinal virtues, and then he goes to, again, our excuses why we're not, you know, aligning with our universal, our highest, you know? And these are excuses that we've all used and continue to use
mm-hmm.
when we're not being conscious of it. But let's just go briefly for the first ones because I think we left off at number 9 and there's 18 of them.
Right. So it will be difficult. That's the excuse. And then the universal cooperation is, with God, all things are possible. Hey, Mom, I'll do the excuse. You can do the other one.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be risky.
And see, I have to comment because that's one for me. I don't know if that's the one I say, because I always say, like, I don't necessarily want to start it unless I know I'm going to have the outcome I want. You know,
right.
And they're like, aha.
Oh, hello there.
Yeah.
You're not letting the universe give you something better or surprise and delight you.
No. And so the other universal cooperation statement would be, I cannot fail when I trust in the wisdom that created me and created the planet, created the universe.
Exactly. It will take a long time.
Mm. Well, guess what? There is only now, and I choose to live in the present.
And, you know, when you create in this paradigm of be, do, and have,
mm-hmm.
at any given moment, you can be your biggest dream.
Yes.
And
you're there right at this moment.
You're there right at this moment. You have the feeling mm-hmm. of your biggest dream. Okay, there will be family drama.
Mm. Hmm. Well, the universal cooperation statement is, my inner callings are the voice of God. I must follow what I feel so deeply.
Yep, I don't deserve it.
Yeah. Everyone deserves the grace of God.
Mm. It's not my nature.
Oh, man, have I heard that in my counseling practice. Well, guess what? My nature is to have reverence for all life. My nature is to be sincere, gentle, and supportive to all. That is your true nature.
Yes.
And if you think it's not, just scratch the surface and keep scratching and keep scratching until you find that golden, pearl. And
right.
that is your real nature, which
right.
is reverence for life, sincerity, gentleness, and supportiveness to all.
Perfect. Okay, I can't afford it.
Oh, that's a good excuse, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
We say it all the time.
And people think that's just in terms of money. But, you know, it's like, oh, I can't afford it in terms of, like, you know, what's going to do to my relationship. Or, I mean, there's just a lot of ways that we tell ourselves we can't afford it.
Right.
But if we say, if I stay in God realization, all that I need will be provided. Now, you know, can't we rest in that?
Mm.
And it's just a beautiful statement. I think in the Bible, there's this one verse that said, even the birds of the air are taken care of, you know. That's you know, would not, you know, God take care of you, you know.
Yeah. And I like, you know, here's the thing. You can't not afford it, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can't afford, you know, to be pessimistic. You can't afford to be not a believer
mm-hmm.
or not have trust.
You can't afford the luxury of a negative thought.
You really can't.
Not
you
at
can't.
This level.
So we
uh-uh.
say you can. You can afford to be kind to yourself. You can mm-hmm. afford to be gentle. You can afford to love yourself.
And you can afford to tell yourself the truth. I mean, we never say, I mean, I've heard people say, oh, well, you know, you just got to put a smiley face over your feelings. And we would never, ever suggest that because your feelings are your barometer.
Yes.
And if you are feeling low, if you're, you know, then of course, you know, you hopefully want to incrementally feel better and better because you know that wherever you're feeling, that's what you're magnetizing and reflecting back. And the universe will reflect back that to you. So we're just saying, hey, I feel this way, and I would like to feel a little better.
Right.
And what are some things that I can do legitimately, rather than just stuff my feelings or put a happy face sticker on them,
right.
to feel better and better.
Exactly. The next one is now. This is I think where we're. This is new. I think no one will help me.
Right.
No one will help me. I have had people, I had a client who would say it like this, you know, no one's here to help me. I don't have a family that supports me. I don't have any friends that support. I'm like, you know.
We all have said that, haven't we?
Right.
I mean, I can remember doing like my little pity party, which is not necessarily no one will help you, but I just don't have the resources that I need.
Right.
I just haven't found the right resources.
Right. This could be no one will help me, including the universe.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, oh, okay. Well, that cuts your knees off right there.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do anything
forward. Talk about a belief system that will get you nowhere.
Right.
And yet we all have it. And so the converse of that is, how may I serve others so that they may have what I desire?
Mm.
And really, what that taps into, girlfriend, is Deepak's
the law of giving and receiving.
Deepak in his Seven Laws of Success has that little book.
Seven Spiritual Laws for Success.
Yeah, it's a great book. And he talks in there about one of the laws is the law of giving and receiving. And he said the best way to get what you want is to help others get what they want. That is like how to prime the pump, that is to start that giving and receiving cycle.
Exactly.
And like he says, if you want love in your life, practice
give love.
Practice
love. Giving love.
Even if it's just on your puppy.
Yeah.
And
or,
I mean doggy by that.
Yeah. Or like, you know, painting your toenails, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As a girl, that's a great way to show that we love each other, we love ourselves, you know. Like, I'm gonna buy this nice conditioner for myself or this,
mm-hmm.
$3 mask.
I
know.
We gave ourselves facials last week. I mean, really good ones. That felt great, wasn't it?
It did. And I could use another one.
But
we have no water, so I'll wait till next week.
Well, they're here today. We may have it today.
Well, I'm going to intend that we have water today.
That's right.
That would be lovely. Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be nice if by the end of this day we have water?
Yes, it would. It wouldn't be nice to have water by the end of this day. Yes, it would be nice. And I see that we're going to have water by the end of this day. I can really feel it.
Everybody
okay.
feel that for us, please. Thank
yes,
you.
Please.
Thank
okay.
you.
It has never happened before. You know, what I'm trying to do, I've never been able to do it before. I've never done it before.
And really, that is, again, and so many people believe that their history is their future.
Right.
And in law of attraction, nothing could be further from the truth. What dictates your present is the fact that you get to know your future self and get to align with your future self and get to have a relationship with that future self and then bring it into your present. Your history is really just a prologue. You know, it just happened to be what went before.
Yeah.
Know?
And let's see here. And then,
I'm sorry. But here's the corresponding thought is I am content with all that has shown up in my life. And I want to add, it is perfect.
It is perfect. And, you know, I was thinking about how we always talk about if you forget the past, you're destined to repeat it. And the truth is that could be farthest from the truth.
In law of attraction, it's like
if you
say, I'm not going to forget this, you will be destined to repeat it over and over and over again because you are focusing on it.
Right. And we can see that with the conflicts in our world. I mean, we've been focusing on conflicts in our world forever, right?
And guess what? They're still
They're still there.
Yeah.
Drugs. War on drugs. Focus on drugs.
Yeah.
We still have it.
As long as you've got war, you're going to continue to have war. I think, is it Mother Teresa, they asked her to show up for anti-war thing. And she said, I can't show up for war, but if you have a peace rally, I'll be there.
That's exactly right. That's it, you know. And then you go, wow, just that paradigm shift raises
mm-hmm.
your vibration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, here's the next excuse why you can't achieve what you want to achieve. I'm not strong enough.
Mm.
I'm a little weak girl. I'm not strong enough.
I'm not strong enough emotionally,
mm-hmm.
Physically.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
Financially.
And here's the thing. I know that I am never alone. I will reach out to others who are not as strong as I am. Wow. I'm surprised by that one.
I will reach out to others who are not as strong as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is that to show that you are to feel strong?
I'm just surprised by that
one. And, you know, here's the thing. When you read stuff that surprises you and you're
mm-hmm.
not and you're not aligned with it,
mm-hmm.
you know, change it.
Mm-hmm.
Alter it so it
mm-hmm.
feels you.
Yeah, because really, like, I'm not saying I have a great big twinge, but, you know, I just I would like to tweak it to where it would be mine, you know.
Right. And one way is, here's how I would tweak it. I am part of the field of pure potentiality. In this field, in this energy, created universes, created worlds, created me.
And also this, how about this? If I have a desire, I also have the corresponding energy and answer to fulfill that desire.
Amen.
That is the law of polarities. I mean, if you have the desire, then you have the seeds of fulfilling that desire as
right.
well.
Right, exactly. Then the other one, if I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough. I remember listening to Byron Katie, and a woman was talking about being a mother, and she thought that she wasn't smart enough to be a good enough mother. She didn't feel smart enough to deal with all the things she had to deal with. And they worked around it, and they did her process, the work. And then all of a sudden she goes, well, honey, you are smart enough to be a great mom. I go, you're smart enough to do what you're meant to be doing down here on this planet Earth. And when I heard that, I realized that if I have a desire and it's truly a desire that I am inspired to work towards, not just one like, oh, it would be so much fun to, you know, be a famous movie star, you know, and I'm not really willing to do the inspired actions like take acting lessons and, you know, hit the pavement.
Wait tables.
Yeah, wait tables to get me to where I want to be, you know. I mean, there are steps, right? But so if it's a real dream that I'm inspired taking inspired actions with, I know I'm smart enough to do it. I know I am. Because, I mean, all the tools I will need, if I'm inspired to do there and do the work and play in that field,
right.
I am smart enough to be there.
Right.
So, okay.
The corresponding sentence with that would be that I trust in the divine omniscient intelligence to which I am always connected.
Yes.
So, I totally resonate with that. In other words, you are always connected to source. You are always connected to the divine. You may not feel it, but you always are. And if you can remember that, you know then that you're not resting on your own intelligence. You
right.
are resting into the intelligence that created the world,
right.
that created the stars, the planets, that created all this stuff. That's your birthright.
Yeah.
That intelligence is your birthright. If you can remember that you are connected. Again, you always are, but a lot of times we forget that.
Right. I'm too old or not old enough. Ooh, and my birthday's approaching, and I have said this, that I've sometimes lately I've felt I've been too old to do what I want to be doing.
I know,
doing
girlfriend,
half.
You have.
And so I'm going to erase that.
Good.
And because when I read this part, I thought it was perfect. Go ahead.
That in an infinite universe, age is merely an illusion. There is only now. And I do love that because when we grasp this idea, this real wisdom of timelessness, that, you know, we flow in wisdom's flow. We flow in our heart's flow. There's timelessness there. There's no age there. And again, that really is just an excuse to stop you from be, do, and having. What you know who you really are,
right?
That you came here to do on this planet, and then somebody programmed you. It certainly could be the media, because if you look at anything, I mean, everybody's like, you know, 18 years old and like weighs 75 pounds, you
right?
know?
And everybody has to have, you know, no wrinkles on their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they have unmovable foreheads.
Yeah. we can't show the world our expression, even our expression of joy. We can't show that to the world because it may create a wrinkle. I'm going to claim that every one of my wrinkles on my face is a wrinkle for joy, is the last line. I remember watching this one movie. It was such a great movie. I don't recall what it's called.
Oh, no.
It was kind of like a smaller movie, but about these two, this husband and brother-in-law, or husband and brother, who get trapped in this cryo. They get frozen in time, and then they wake up like 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But they still look the same age, like in their 20s. Mm-hmm. And the wife is like, I guess, 30 years later.
Oh, I remember this movie. It was like from the 80s or
yeah.
something. And Jamie Lee Curtis was the wife, right?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think
Maybe
so.
I don't remember.
But it was funny because she had, you know, moved on because they thought that he had died or who knows what happened to him, right? And the wife and the husband were talking, and he goes, I just feel so sad because I wasn't the one that created all these laugh lines on your face.
Oh.
And when I heard that line, it made me smile to think that the lines on our face can be these lines of joy that we can so appreciate.
I know. Why can't we just celebrate and appreciate everything about us? You know,
yeah.
It could be your grandmother's hips, you know. I mean,
yeah.
just to celebrate, to let it all go and know that we first and foremost are making this inner journey, this intuitive journey, and that's where we start to feel good at. It doesn't matter. These outside circumstances will change immensely as we change our inner perceptions.
Right. You know, and then here's the other side. I am putting moisturizer on my face twice a day. I am doing my facial exercises, and I'm taking care of myself.
And here's the other side of that coin, right?
I know. Mm-hmm. So, okay. the rules won't let me. Oh, you know, the rules won't let
me. Damn those rules.
You know, the
who
rules
made
that,
those rules?
You know, the
who
rules, yeah, who are they? Yeah,
that's what my mom used to say, you know. Who are they?
Yeah.
And guess what? The rules that you live by are the four cardinal virtues.
Yes.
Which is, go ahead and say them, girl.
Reverence,
yes,
for life,
sincerity,
gentleness, and
supportiveness. Yes.
And we all live by these rules. Some may not use them, but when we choose to live our life by these rules,
we're calling them
virtues.
And because I'll tell you why, they are ultimately our essence.
Yes.
You know, when you scratch the surface and you get, you know, if you break your heart, you break everything open and you get down to the very essence of things, that is as spirits, that is what we are, who we
yes.
are.
Yes. Okay, and the next one is?
It's too big.
It's too big. And here it is. If I can conceive of it, passion and the ability to create it will be given. Because if you are source, then your dreams are source.
And nothing's too big.
And nothing's too big.
No.
You know, I mean, Einstein, when he before he died, you know, was working on the string theory. The string theory, the theory that connects everything. And they're still working on it today. And they'll continue to work on it. And
mm-hmm.
it'll expand. And we'll refine our theories. I mean, there's nothing too big.
Mm-mm.
And when we figure out the string theory, there will be something else beyond that.
Right. And the idea, too, that if it's too big, I think if we're there as an excuse, what we're really doing is focusing on the end goal,
right?
On the end game, and as we know now, girlfriend, it's the joy is in the journey,
right?
You know, yes, we all want our big dreams, we all want our goals, but unless we find the joy in the journey, we'll never get there. So if we're focusing on the outcome, oh my God, it's too big. How do we get there? You know, if you can conceive of it, the passion and the abilities to create it will be given.
Right. And also, if you think it's too big, your dream, you know, it's okay to have incremental changes. We love incremental
change. We believe in incremental change.
So you have your big dream, and now you have your smaller goals.
Right.
And those goals are like the mile markers on your trip from Arizona to Phoenix. Or Arizona to Phoenix. Hello there. I love maps, too, everyone. I really love maps.
Julie's
from
actually quite good
Phoenix
maps.
To San Diego. There you go. Okay. I don't have the energy. Oh.
You know what? I have said that before. I have to cop to that. And I, like Wayne Dyer, he said, I decided long ago that I'm not going to say I'm tired. I'm just not going to say it anymore. And also he decided that he was not going to say, what was it? Anything that he didn't.
Oh yeah, he said I will not say what I do not want.
What I do not want, exactly.
You know, and it's this idea that your words are powerful.
So if you say, if you're telling the universe, I don't have the energy to do that, the great cosmic mirror goes, yeah,
you don't have the energy
to do that. But guess what? The good news is there is an energy in the universe greater than you,
right?
And that energy is always available, 24/7, or as we say,
31. You know, it's interesting because, you know, if you're feeling tired, you know, you can, you know, if you know you say it once, what we say is, you know, say it, and then, well, okay, choose not to say it.
What might I like? You know, maybe you want to sit down and have a cup of tea.
Right. Some green tea. That naturally gives you a little bit of a boost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a B12, mm-hmm. packet or mm-hmm. a little sublingual.
A bit of a
yeah.
break. Too.
Or do you need a nap? Or are you getting enough sleep at night?
And I've been telling Julie that a lot lately when she gets really grumpy and crabby. I go, go take a nap. Go take a nap, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. So it's all about you. and
it is at that point. Go take a nap, please.
Yeah. And the truth is, it is all about you, and it's all about me. It's all about everybody, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, listen, I love, we talked about this yesterday, the word HALT. It's an acronym, right, for
mm-hmm.
Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. And if you are feeling any of those feelings,
mm-hmm.
It's not the best place for traction. It's a good time to halt. Stop what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and take care of yourself because you're just throwing out this bad vibration.
I know. This was like Sunday night. You were so crabby. But you had like big dark circles under your eyes. You just looked exhausted. And you're like spiraling down. I go, Julie, you know what? You're just tired, girlfriend. Go to bed.
Yes.
Go to bed.
I did. You know, when I'm tired, I get there fast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I just said, tomorrow when I wake up, I will feel much better.
And you did.
And I did.
Yeah.
Hello. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's good.
It's my personal family history.
Hmm.
I wasn't
born
with a silver spoon in my mouth.
That's right. You know, my dad wasn't this. I have to do everything on my own, you know. I mean, everybody really has used that one, you know,
mm-hmm.
to explain away, excuse away, you know, things. And listen, there's some legitimacy in that, you know, at a certain level. But to go deeper and realize that everything that has ever happened to me was perfect, and I learn and I grow from it.
Right.
You know, there's a beauty in this idea that it was all good. I mean, even God, you know, in the Bible says when you create, after you created the world, he looked at it and said, it's good.
It's good.
LG, life's good. It's all good. You know, and I know you're like, but no, wait a minute, what about this and this? I'm like, don't focus on that right now. Just don't focus on the good.
Because there is a lot more good out there.
Yeah, just focus on the good, because what you focus on expands. And if you're focusing on what you don't have, if you're focusing on the poop right now in your life, you don't want that to expand, do you?
No.
You know, we're not saying disavow it. We're not saying, you know, put your head in the sand like what animal?
Ostrich.
Ostrich, yeah. Don't ostrich it, you know. But we're just saying choose to look at the good.
Yes. And I've used this phrase a lot, you know, this idea that everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It is perfect.
And I know that at some level that's a hard word to hear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that perfection idea is, you know, and really that is a lower vibratory word, perfection. But we're talking about perfect in the sense of the divine. We're talking about perfect in the sense of source.
Right.
So let's just acknowledge that right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? I'm too busy.
Yep, and with infinite patience, I produce immediate results. There's the
paradox.
The paradox.
Yeah. Our paradox.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you.
Which is true. You know, I'm too busy, and yet with infinite patience, I produce immediate results.
I remember being at a seminar one time, and the guy was talking about, you know, that it's the busiest people that accomplish the most. You know, if you look at these, some people's schedules, you know, they go, oh, I go from here to there to this, and then I get this accomplished. And then there's some people that, like, really don't have anything, but they just feel too busy, or they
yeah.
just, it just feels like a big burden or whatever. I mean, that's just a mindset, really. It's just
right.
It's just something that is a belief system that we're using.
Well, and also, I look at it this way. It's this idea that, like the phrase I've been using a lot lately for myself, because when you feel you're too busy, you start feeling overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelmment can give you the sense of paralysis.
Oh, Julie, that's so perfect.
You know?
Especially for me. When I feel overwhelmed, I literally just shut down.
And so I say to myself, I have more than enough time to be, do, and have whatever I desire. And right now, I choose to do this one activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, when you're doing one activity out of choice and then releasing all the other activities that are on your list, because you're just choosing to do one right now,
mm-hmm.
you do accomplish a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just wonderful. Okay, I'm too scared.
Last
Whoa.
But not least, I'm too scared.
Yes.
I felt that. I have felt that.
Especially when you're in the midst of birthing something,
mm-hmm.
and then letting something go.
Yeah, when you're in that territory, you know, you've been desiring these goals or whatever, and then you start to get there, and all of a sudden, you know, it doesn't feel familiar. You know, familiar, the root word family, you know,
right.
things that, you know, you how you used to feel when you were in your family. Now you're in new territory, you're in a new zip code, and you don't necessarily know. I sounded like I was
in
Minnesota.
I thought so too!
Oh, you were in a new zip code.
I thought you sounded Canadian.
Oh,
like,
Canadian. Oh, yeah.
New zip code. Hey there. And to all our Canadian friends, we adore you because we have tons of them.
And Julie, we don't make fun of each other, do we?
I go.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's a new zip code.
I go, oh. Well, y'all, hey there, zip
oh,
code.
My God. I have tears running down my legs right now.
It's about this. You know, it's so funny. You make me laugh. You make me laugh hysterically. Okay. And there's nothing to fear. I am in the infinite expression of God. The Tao.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, really, fear is just the same coin as love. It's just there's love and fear. It's the same coin. And so if we can scratch away our fears, we will get to that place of absolute gentle love.
Yeah. You know, just really quick, do you have that financial blessing near you?
Hold on.
Because I would, if you do, I would love for everybody just to, you know.
I do have it, and I would definitely love to read that today because it's our last show, a morning show of the week, although we definitely are going to do another evening show. It's our third one.
I know. There's just been so much fun.
There's been so much fun. Can we tell people a little bit about what happened? Well, there's like 580 shows on Blog Talk Radio, and we've just done two evening shows on Friday night, and we are like number 30 or something like that in terms of the ratings on this show. I don't know how, but it's so much fun. We've got so many great people like on the chat room there, and people that call in. It's just a fabulous show. So it's
a little bit different than our show in the
morning. Oh yeah, it's a little more mature.
Well yeah,
we do a lot of readings, a lot of coaching. You know, the people call in. They, you know, I'm sure like on other shows if they do readings, they just go, okay, read me.
Yeah.
Well, we don't let the people get away with that. We're like, come on, people. Come on, girlfriends. You got to tell us more than that. So
yeah.
They've got to share. And so we do some spiritual coaching. We do some intuitive work, some readings. And it's I don't know, it's just great fun.
It's really fun. And
so we invite you there. We invite you there.
And 9 p.m. Central Time. It's just great. And, you know, but as we're getting 2 minutes left, Mom, can you?
I got it.
Okay, so let's every right now, we're going to give you a spiritual blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you could just connect with us all.
Actually, this is a financial blessing for today. And so let's all hold this together for each one of us. So may you be financially blessed today. May the universe open up and pour out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it all. May you be blessed exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever hope for. May you be blessed in such a way that you will walk in a financial overflow for the rest of your days. And may you be blessed with the divine guidance to use this abundance for the highest good. In the name of all that is good, amen. So be it. So it is.
Yes. And I just want to say that I want to say thank you to Cindy's Mountain and Happy Kim and Janet and Liberty Valencia. I love it. Oreo 6. Thank you.
Julie's got the board today. So
I do.
Yay.
Yes.
And so Kim's on.
Hey, you.
Cindy. Hi, girlfriend.
We appreciate you all so, so very much.
Yes, we do.
It's just such a pleasure to be here every morning. And
stay in appreciation, people.
Yeah.
It's the door that opens the... It's the key that opens the door for everything good in your life. You know,
exactly.
What you appreciate expands. So, girlfriend, since you're on the board, you have to press the closing music.
I will. Everyone have a wonderful
day. And maybe we'll see you tomorrow
day.
Night, and if not, Monday morning.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.